Every few years, a burst of sanity descends on the contending parties in the Middle East, and they embark on a peace initiative with international help. It usually collapses amid renewed or even intensified violence.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The initiatives are known by their place names. At Camp David in 1978, President Carter achieved a historic peace agreement between Israel and Egypt, but failed to bridge the gulf between Israel and the Palestinians. In 1991, after the defeat of Iraq, President Bush the Elder brought about a high-level conference in Madrid that led to the Oslo Agreement, creating the Palestinian Authority in 1993. In the year 2000, it was back to Camp David, where President Clinton came painfully close to getting agreement on elements of a settlement creating a Palestinian state. But the agreement was scuttled in the end by Yasser Arafat, followed by a four-year uprising called the Second Intifada. So now Prime Minister Sharon and Palestinian President Abbas are trying again. What can be said of the new ceasefire? This is the first peace initiative since the death of Yasser Arafat, and that changes the scenery. Israeli officials used to say of Arafat that he never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity. Abbas won a huge election majority on the platform of ending violence as counterproductive to Palestinian aspirations, and this suggests that the post-Arafat generation may be more pragmatic about relations with Israel than the old Arafat crowd. Interesting also is that Lieutenant General William Ward, veteran of the NATO peacekeeping mission in Bosnia, has been assigned by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to the vaguely defined position of Senior Security Administrator. He is supposed to help with training and equipment of Palestinian security contingents and monitoring compliance of both sides with their promises. Whatever. The important thing is that America is involved in this enterprise. This is Daniel Shore.